Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, iBooks. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I would like to talk just a little bit about iBooks. I have the app for the iPhone. You have to download it from the iTunes Store. It does not come prepackaged, if you will, on your iPhone. But this is a way to read books from the iBooks Store. Amazon, of course, has the Kindle. Apple now has the iBooks Store. The app itself comes with one pre-downloaded book, and you can buy others. And I will show you how to purchase iBooks and read iBooks today. I'm going to close the app because I actually had it open and I'm going to close it and reopen it to show you what it looks like when it comes up. And you can buy books in the iBook store for varying prices. They have a lot of free books, which are for the most part things not in the things in the public domain, and or things that authors have chosen to make free. Sometimes I've seen that authors will have a selected portion of a book for free, and then if you want to download the regular book, you have to pay the purchase price. I haven't downloaded that many Kindle books, so I can't compare the prices to books downloaded in the Amazon Kindle store, but I think they probably are comparable.
OverDrive. Dictionary. Wikipedia. iBooks.
Let's open iBooks.
iBooks. Edit. Button.
The dock in iBooks is across the top, at least when you open the app. It puts you in your list of books automatically. The edit button you've got.
Edit button. Books button. Store button.
And the store button.
Book, edit button.
What is on here apart from selected grid view, search, text field, store button. Those three buttons. Okay, so we've got store.
Search. Text field.
We can search for a particular book, I believe. That you have on here, maybe, that you can't find.
Selected. Grid view. List view. Button.
That's primarily, I think, a visual thing. You can choose to view the application in a grid view or a list view, and I just have it on grid view because I think that's the default.
New book. Another 100 quotations to think about. Wolfgang Reed.
Then you're in your list of books, and it will tell you which books are new books. In other words, you haven't even opened them to read them, and which ones are not.
iPhone User Guide for iOS 4.2 and 4.3. Apple Incorporated.
That is one I've been reading and one we'll get back to in a little while.
New book, 5-Minute Recipes, Authors and Editors of Instructables.
And the list goes on. Now, what do I get if I
edit,
hit edit in this particular situation?
Done button.
You get put on the done button.
Done button.
The edit button changes to a done button. It's in the top left of the screen.
Done. Done. Move. Dimmed. Button.
You could move it, I suppose, if you had a folder set up.
Delete. Dimmed. Button.
I'm not exactly sure how to do that.
Search. Text field. Selected. Grid view. Button. List view. Editing. New book. Another 100 quotations to think about.
Okay, let's try this.
Selected. Editing. New book. Another 100 quotations to think about.
That I'm editing it.
Editing. New book. What every man thinks about apart from sex. Shed some oil.
No, I just editing. Want... And it will say editing in front of all those, but the one you want...
Editing. Move. Button.
We'll say...
Editing. Selected. Editing.
Selected in front of it. The one you're trying to edit.
List view. But select. List view. Selected. Editing. 3 of AT&T net. Done. Button. Move.
I'm
button.
Trying to get to that move. What does it say if I hit move?
Tap on a collection to move this item.
You can move it to various collections.
Collections. Done. Button. Selected. Books. PDFs. New. Button. Edit. Dim. Button.
You can create a new collection. If you want to download, you know, PDFs from the iBook store, if you want to store your PDFs in here, that's something I haven't really explored how to do yet. You can store different files in here other than just books.
Tap on a collection to move this. 3 of 5 bars. Tap 3 of 5. Done. Button.
The done button in this situation is on the upper right side of the screen.
Edit. Button.
I just kept it where it was.
3:57 p.m.
The delete
books,
button is self-explanatory.
Edit. Button. Books. Button.
Let's go back to the books.
Collections. Done. Button. Selected. Books. PDFs. New. Button. Edit. Dimmed. Button. New. Selected. Books. Edit. Button.
It defaults to your books collection. So I went back into there.
Books. Button.
If you tap on the button called books, it's a little bit misleading.
Collections.
But do you remember the button that I said was the three buttons at the top, edit, books, and store, were at the top? That button that says books actually is your collections button. When you double tap on it, it will say collections. It will change, and you will be in your collections.
PDFs. Selected. Books.
And the only one I have now is, of course, books and PDFs. Go back into books.
Edit. Button.
And then we're back at this dock of edit books and store. So we've explored the first two. Let's explore the store and try and purchase a book.
Store. Button. Charts. Back button.
Okay, let's see. Let's
charts,
go back.
2 of 5 charts.
I'm in charts. And
charts.
I'm going to go back.
Heading. Top chart. Categories. Button. Categories.
Okay, I'm
button.
At the top level of the store. And again, the dock is sort of at the top. We've got categories.
Top charts. Heading. Library. Button.
And library.
Selected. Top charts. 1 of 2. Button.
And top charts is selected.
New York Times. 2 of 2. Button.
You can look at the New York Times bestsellers chart.
Top 8. Featured. Button.
There is a dock at the bottom. The categories button is at the top. That's where we are now.
New York Times. Library. Button.
And the library button is at the top. But the main dock is at the bottom.
Featured.
We've got
button.
Featured.
Selected. Charts. Button.
Charts.
Browse. Button.
Browse.
Search. Button.
Search.
Purchased. Button.
Purchased. That is sort of like what your iTunes music and apps now do. You can go in and view your purchased items.
Featured.
And
button.
You can view items on your device or not on your device that you have purchased. Which was good because, like I said, the app comes with one free book already installed on it. It's some kind of Winnie the Pooh thing. And the other day when I was going to fool with this app in order to make a tip, I realized that the Winnie the Pooh book was gone. Somehow it had gotten deleted or something. So I went under purchased and found it again. Now,
featured button.
We've got featured.
Selected. Charts. Browse. Search. Button.
Yeah, okay.
Select featured. Button.
Let's stay in charts.
Selected. Top charts.
And these
one
are the
two.
Charts
button.
We've got. Top charts.
New York
and New
Times.
York Times.
Top 8.
You can go into top paid.
1. A Stolen Life. J.C. Dugard. 4.5 stars. 2,297 ratings. $11.99.
Yeah, that's going to be very popular for a while. This was the woman who was abducted, and her book is now out. And she was, you know, kept in a shed for, what was it, like 16 years or something like that? And the interview with Diane Sawyer was just on again last night.
2. The Help. Catherine Stockett. 4.5 stars. 10,698 ratings. $9.99. 3. Now You See Her. James Patterson and Michael Ledwidge. 4. Then Came You. Jennifer Weiner. 5. A Dance with Dragons. George R. R. Martin. 4 stars. 143 ratings. $14.99. 6. The Black Echo. Michael Connelly. 7. A Game of Thrones. George R. R. Martin. 4.5 stars. 1,191 ratings. $8.98. Heaven is for Real. Todd Burpo and Lynn. 9. Unbroken. Laura Hillenbrand. 10. Smokin. 17. Janet Ivanovich. 10 more books. Top free.
This is my favorite category right here. The top free.
1. iPad User Guide for iOS 4.3. Apple Incorporated. 2. 100 Quotations to Make You Think. 3. Dixie. Grace Gilman and Sarah McConnell. 4 stars. 1,275 ratings.
I have no
ratings.
Idea free. What that is, but let's go into it and see what it is. Double tap.
Top charts. Back button. Library. Button. In prog. Loading.
It's loading.
Dixie. Heading. Library. Button. Dixie. Image. Grace Gilman and Sarah McConnell. Dixie. I Can Read Level 1. Published. May 31st. Get sample. Button. 1,275 reviews. 4 stars. View author page. Emma needs to prepare for her class's production of The Wizard of Oz, so she can't play with her puppy, Dixie, after school. But Dixie does not understand. Features read to me audio. Perfect for sharing.
Oh, I don't think I want that one. Somehow.
Top charts. Back button.
And the two-finger
top
scrub
charts.
Does not work in this section of the app to go back. You have to actually go to the top left and hit the back button.
3. Dixie. Grace. 4. iPad 2 Starter Guide. Macworld. 5. Pride and Prejudice. Jane Austen. 4.5 stars. 6. The Ugly Duckling. 7. The Art of War. 8. 100 Facts World Wonders. 9. The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. 10. The Unofficial Harry Potter Cookbook Prize. 10 more books.
It doesn't give you all the title. That one is something called The Unofficial Harry Potter Cookbook Presents Summer Recipes or something, and it doesn't give you that full title.
10
I'm
more
going
books.
To get 10 more books. It does not 11, tell you when
the
this...
The Velveteen Rabbit. Marjorie Williams. 4.5 stars. 989 ratings. Free.
It, instead of giving you the little... voiceover twinkle there, it does tell you when it refreshes. Voiceover reads you the next book.
10. The 11. 12. 5-Minute Recipes. 13. A Tale of Two Cities. 14. Adventures of Huckleberry. 15. iPhone User Guide for iOS 4.2 and 4. 16. First Fun ABC. Miles Kelly. 4 stars. 17. Romeo and Juliet. 18. Ecstasy. A Contemporary Romance.
Ooh,
Bella Andre.
Maybe I should download that.
619. Graveyard Games. Sherry Lee. 20. Harry Potter Collector's Handbook. William Sylvester. 3.5 stars. 16.
Let's see what this is.
Top charts. Back button. Browse. Button. Search. Button. Browse.
It's
button.
Loading. Oops.
William Sylvester. Harry Potter Library. Button. Harry. William Sylvester. Harry Potter Collector's Handbook. Published. September 16, 2010. List start. Publisher. F plus W Media. Seller. F plus W Media. Category. Antiques and Collectibles. Print length. 272 pages. Language. English. Free. Button. Get sample. Button. 65 reviews. 3.5 stars. View author page. Action figures, books, ornaments. Costumes, calendars, art, coins, dolls. Jewelry, lunchboxes, toys, movies. Harry Potter casts. His spell on collectors. Welcome, muggles, to the magic, mystery, and merchandise of the wonderful wizarding world of Harry Potter. Harry Potter Collector's Handbook will bewitch you with colorful images and current values of licensed products based on the famous boy wizard and his charming chums and nefarious foes. Just for you, we've conjured 1,000 plus spellbinding listings, pictures, and secondary market values.
How funny.
Action
but
figures,
somehow,
top charts.
I don't
charts,
think I want that
button.
One either.
Top charts. 20. Harry Potter Collector's Handbook. William Sylvester. 19. Graveyard Games. 20. Harry
why
Potter
not?
Collect.
Why don't I just purchase
top
it
charts,
for back of it?
Library.
You
button.
Never know.
Top charts. Back button. Harry Potter Collect. Published. Publisher. F plus
and
W.
This is
seller. F plus
same...
W. Category. Antique. Print length. Language. Free. Button.
The same as in the App Store or the Music Store. You have to look for that free button or the install button or the, price button if it's not free.
Free. Get book button.
And it will change to get book when it's ready for you to download and install it.
Get book. Alert. Apple ID. Password. Secure. Text field. Return. New book. Winnie the Pooh. A. Mill.
Yep, that's the book that comes with the iBooks app.
New book. Another 100 quotations to Harry Potter Collector's Handbook. William Sylvester. Downloaded 87%.
It's still finishing.
New book. Another 100 quotations. New book. Harry Potter Collector's Handbook. William Sylvester. List view. Button.
And it puts it at the top
new book,
of your...
New book. iPhone User Guide for iOS 4.2 and 4.
It puts it at the top of your list. Now, the iPhone User Guide.
Store. Button. Edit. Button. Books. Button. Orientation. New book. New book. New book. New book. iPhone User Guide for
iOS
4.2
and... Let's go into there and look at that.
Library. Button.
It takes you to that library button, but let's see
library,
what the screen
button,
looks like.
Table of contents button.
This is at the top of the screen. You've got library, table of contents.
Brightness nav glyph button.
A brightness.
Fonts button.
Font.
Search button.
Search. I think you can search the book for particular strings of text.
Add bookmark button.
You can add a bookmark at any point.
www.apple.com/iPhone. Page chooser. Page 41. Adjustable.
You can choose your page.
2. Connect iPhone. 2. Connect iPhone to a USB.
And then to read the book.
Setting up iPhone.
I am at the top.
Brightness nav glyph button. Setting up iPhone.
Down below that dock that we just looked through and.
Setting up
doing
iPhone.
A
before you can use iPhone, you must
down.
Set it up in iTunes. During setup, you can create a new Apple ID or specify an existing Apple ID for making purchases with iPhone. The iTunes Store may not be available in all countries or regions. iTunes also records the serial number of your iPhone in case you need it. Set up iPhone. Download and install the latest version of iTunes from www.itunes.com/download. Connect iPhone to a USB 2.0 port on your Mac or PC using the cable that came with iPhone. Image.
Hear that?
iPhone connected to a Mac computer using the cable that came with iPhone. Follow the on-screen instructions. In the Setup Your iPhone screen, select Automatically Sync Content.
Okay, a couple things to note. If you do that two-finger flick down, it will start reading the text, and it will automatically scroll to the next page. Of course, you can do your three-finger left and right to flip pages, but it will automatically, flip once you start reading. I think there may be the corresponding visual. I'm not sure where the button is to do it visually, but with VoiceOver, that's what happens. Now, you also heard there that there was an image. And you heard the pitch of the voice go down, which means that the image is there and it has some alternate text that it will speak. This book has that very well marked up. Let's go and see what the table of contents, you know, how to navigate through that real quick. And then...
Table of two came with iPhone. Table of contents. Button. Resume. Button.
You can resume at the where you left off, at the point in the book where you left off.
Three of library button.
But at the top, we've still got library.
Resume button.
We've got resume.
iPhone user guide for iOS 4.2 and 4.3. Bookmarks. 2 of 2 button.
You can look at your list of bookmarks. I currently don't have any yet.
Copyright. Page 1. iPhone at a glance. Page 5. Getting started. Page 35. Basics. Page 66. Syncing and file sharing. Page 127. Phone. Page 151. Mail. Page 195. Phone. Page 151.
Let's, you know, and it keeps going on and on and on. I'm doing the, you know, flick left and right to go to the various options.
Getting started. Messages. Safari. Mail. Phone. Page 151.
Let's double tap phone.
Phone. Phone calls. Making a call on iPhone is as simple as tapping a name and number in your contacts, tapping one of your favorites, or tapping a recent call to return it. Making calls. Buttons at the bottom of the phone screen give you quick access to your favorites, recent calls, your contacts, and a numeric keypad for dialing manually.
It didn't, it doesn't go to the next page. In that situation, when it just pulls it up, you have to do the two-finger flick down to initiate that that sequence. But then it should keep scrolling page after page after page until, of course, you stop the speech. That is all I'm going to talk about with iBooks. That is a very brief overview of some of the things that it can do. I've not really experimented with bookmarking or searching, and I'm not sure if there is a way to put notes in your text. I don't think you can do that. But I could be wrong. So it's really simple to use. Happy downloading if you choose to download iBooks, and don't go hog wild spending too much money. Or, well, maybe you want to. I don't know. But anyway, it's simple as that. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.